Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. When people discuss the growing population in Sussex County, the focus is often on retirees. But the county is also seeing younger workers flock to the area, a trend documented by a new survey by Site Selection Magazine, a national publication that annually ranks states, cities, and counties for their attractiveness to business. This week, Delaware Public Media contributor John Hurdle dives into this trend and the reasons behind it, and he joined me earlier this week to discuss what he learned. So John, let's start with the numbers. Retirees are still a growing demographic, for sure, but what kind of growth is Sussex seeing with these younger people?
Well, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau, almost 5,000 people between the ages of 25 and 44 moved into Sussex County from between 2020 and 2024. And that's driving most of the of Delaware's growth in that sector of the population. Even though Newcastle County had a slightly bigger overall number, it's showing us a lower growth rate. That information was reported by a national publication called Site Selection Magazine, and those findings were presented to the business community at a conference at Delaware Tech in October.
So many of the younger people coming in are providing services to that older retiree demographic. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that translates to job growth in Sussex and how that job growth compares to what we're seeing elsewhere in Delaware?
The best number that we have on job growth is that from the Delaware Department of Labor. And they said in their 2024 economic report that Sussex County gained about 2,500 jobs last year. And that translates into a percentage gain of about 2.7%, which is more than three times higher than Kent County, and in fact four times higher than the 0.6 reported for Newcastle County. We should also note that Sussex was the only county to have no job losses in any employment category last year, and that is according to the state survey.
Very interesting numbers-wise, probably unexpected to many people. But it's not just the jobs that are spurring younger people to move to Sussex County. Can you tell us about some of the other factors that seem to be making it attractive for this younger demographic to make Sussex County home?
Well, what I'm hearing from the economic development people in Sussex County and others the economic development people statewide, is that that lower property taxes are a significant driver for this increase in younger workers in Sussex County. Some people in that category are moving from out of state, where they would have to pay a higher rate of property taxes, and so that's one of the things that that is driving them. And there's also, of course, the fact that there's no sales tax in Delaware.
So it's some economic factors that are pushing people this way, but not all the factors are economic. There was a spike in movement during COVID, fueled, it appears, by the ability to work remotely. Then I guess that remote factor is playing a role here.
Oh, indeed it is. Remote working is a significant factor for workers in Sussex County and across the state. According to Wallet Hub is a personal finance organization. They did a survey earlier this year and found that 13% of Delaware workers work remotely, and that virtually all Delaware workers have the capacity to work remotely because of lower internet costs versus most other states, and good access to broadband. And so those things together gave Delaware as a whole the number one spot in a national ranking of states that are suitable for remote working. And because of its somewhat lower costs than in many other parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Remote workers can effectively give themselves a raise by moving to Sussex County. They have lower costs there, and of course they can still do their jobs, albeit from 100 miles away or 200 miles away or whatever it might be.
And they're proximate enough to major centers like Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New York, that if that's a place they need to be for work at some point, it's not that far away if they're working remotely most of the time.
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. I mean, the supporters, the boosters of Sussex County as a place to live and work, do say that in addition to its relatively low costs, it is also centrally located to those places that you just mentioned, so that it's not like anybody who moves to Sussex County is sort of marooning him or herself out in the wilderness.
There's also a reason that's connected to the high number of retirees that's drawing people here. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, indeed. I spoke with Andrew Harton. He's the Director of Economic Development for Sussex County. One of the factors that he said was causing this influx of young people is that some of them, anyway, have been used to taking vacations in Sussex County, and they've and when they were children, when they were younger, presumably they went with their parents, and now the parents have retired to Sussex County, and that, of course, that has encouraged the young people to move there themselves. Of course, they're also drawn by the increasing economic opportunities there, and so you've got two separate generations who are taking up residence in Sussex County. And what Harton was telling me is that, he knows of cases when the young workers come to have their own families, then they use their own parents as a source of childcare, which, by the way, as everybody knows, is very expensive and hard to find.
So another way maybe to give yourself a raise by the circumstance you put yourself in. You also, John, talked to some people at the Delaware Prosperity Partnership, Delaware's public-private economic development entity. What did they have to say about this trend?
Well, they said that they've been seeing this broadly since before the pandemic, perhaps anecdotally, they report this as part of a statewide movement in which young people are moving to Delaware because of the lower costs and what they see as the better quality of life. What is probably a telling example here, during my reporting of this story, I heard from a young woman, 23-year-old woman, who had frequently visited her parents who had moved to Sussex County, and then she and her boyfriend moved to the county about during the summer of this year, set up their own business, which is now a regular bus service, the county's first regular shuttle service between Lewis and Philadelphia International Airport, this young woman was actually originally from New York City, and she says that not only has she found she and her boyfriend have found economic opportunities in Sussex County, but they're also very much enjoying the quality of life and the good beaches, and of course she enjoys being near her parents. So I think it's from that's an example of what she sees as a win-win-win.
But this doesn't necessarily mean Delaware is going to draw more employers to the state. There is a little bit of a difference between drawing some of these workers and maybe drawing a company that will hire workers.
Well, that seems to be the suggestion. I mean, going back to the survey by Site Selection magazine, it found that Delaware ranked a lowly 41st out of 50 states for an overall business climate. That judgment was made on a series of 10 10 attributes that makes up for a favorable business climate. And those attributes included utilities, regulation, transportation, workforce skills, and quality of life. Now clearly, Delaware in general and Sussex County specifically does not rank low on all of those things, but overall, its rankings were pretty far down the heap. So it's as you say, it's not necessarily these attributes don't necessarily mean that there's going to be that more companies are going to be moving there, presumably until some of those factors get addressed.
So as we wrap this up, you talk to a variety of people. From those people, is this a trend? That you know, Sussex seeing this growth with younger workers, something that's likely to continue at least in the short term? I mean, that we are seeing kind of growing concerns about development, traffic, affordable housing, infrastructure in Sussex. Is the potential that those things could erode this trend over time, that there may be a ceiling somewhere?
Well, I guess you would have to say that inevitably growing demand will eventually push up prices. I mean, housing would be one example. I mean, maybe there would be increased traffic congestion. Maybe there would be more development of the natural sites that are seen as being, an important part of Sussex County's attraction for young people. I mean, for the moment, I think it sounds like all the stars are in alignment, and that for the time being, it's an attractive place for younger workers.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. You can find John's piece on the growing number of younger workers landing in Sussex County right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. The holiday shopping season is upon us, and we take a look at what to expect as you try to get what's on your list this year. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.